Perek Het Pasuk Aleph. We begin a portion where the Navi, as he prophesies what's going to happen to Am Yisrael, he breaks out at different points in the Perek to cry out to Borei Olam on behalf of the people. So we will see some of those breakouts here in the middle of these next few prakim. פסוק א', בעת ההיא נאום אדוני, ויוציאו את עצמות מלכי יהודה, ואת עצמות שריו, ואת עצמות הכהנים, ואת עצמות הנביאים, ואת עצמות יושבי ירושלים מקבריהם. At this point, the Navi says, at that time, they will remove the bones of the kings of Yehuda, the bones of its leaders, the bones of the priests, prophets, and of Yoshvei Yerushalayim, right, from their graves. This is a horror-stricken prophecy. And what will they do with these bones? Ushtahum la-shemesh ve-la-yareah. They will spread it out before the sun and the moon. Ulchul siva shamayim. All of the... we'll call the heavenly spheres, Asher Ahivum, that they loved, Asher Avadum, that they worshipped, Asher Halchu Ahareim, and that they followed them, Asher Dirashum, and that they searched and sought after, Asher Ishtahavu Lahim, they bowed down to them, Lo Yasefu Velo Yikaveru, Ladomin Al Pene Adama Yu. They won't be gathered, they won't be buried, but they will remain on the earth like feces, like dung, al pnei adama, which indicates that they will never have, the bones will never be buried. So these last two psukim have a horror-stricken nebuah about the bones of the kings will be rotting. And Radak is interesting. Perusha says that they actually, they will, this is a, the spread of the bones will be as an offering by their enemies to their Avodah Zarah. The irony here is that their bones will be spread out on the floor to rot as an offering for an Avodah Zarah, that these kings and that these Nebi'im and these people whose bones are being spread out actually follow that Avodah Zarah. It's the ultimate in Amidah Keneged Midah. And the Radak says the fact that it's domain al pnei adama means that it will stay there until it disintegrates. That's as dung is on the ground until it disintegrates. That's the mashal. We will see that mashal again in Perek Tet. It will come back. Pasuk Gimel. V'nivhar mavet mehayim lechol hasheirit hanisharim. מן המשפחה הרעה הזאת, כל המקומות הנשארים אשר ידחתים שם נאום אדוני צבאות. And then he says, the Navi, and they will choose death over life for the surviving remnants of this evil family in all the places of the survivors where I have driven you. The word of Hashem Tzevaot. You go, meaning even as they see the horror of what happens to the people that have died, the bizayon of the metim, even still, life will be so horrible that even with that terrible picture of death, it will be still preferable to them than life itself. Pasuk David. Ve'amarta alehim ko amar Adonai. Hayiplu v'lo yakumu, im yashuv v'lo yashuv. And you will tell them, in the name of Hashem, will they fall and not get up? If he would repent, would he not return to them? And Hashem is saying, if they would repent to God, of course God would accept their tshuva. And this leads directly into the next pasuk. Therefore, מדוע שובבה המזה ירושלים משובה ניצחת why were they rebellious? Why was Yerushalayim so rebellious? That was a rebellion that was forever. Hehziku b'tadmit, right? They held on to their crookedness. Me'anu l'shuv, but they refused to repent. So the question is, since God will take them back, why have they refused to repent? Pasuk vav, hikshavti va'ishma, lochein yidaberu, en ish niham al ra'ato lemor, me'asiti, kulo shav b'mrutzatam kisus shotef b'milchama. He says, now he continues to go and explain the evil. Hikshavti, as if God says, or the Navi says, Smahlokit amongst Mefarshim. I listened and I heard. Lochen yedaberu. Lochen, chen is means honesty. Lochen yedaberu. They don't speak honestly. En ish niham al ra'ato. No one regrets his evil. Lemor saying, Me asiti, what have I done? Kulo shav bimrutzatam kesus shotef bimilhama. They go back over their actions as a horse that is in battle. And the horse that is in battle continues to go over its steps almost automatically without thinking. It's perfectly trained to follow in a specific path. And so too the people. They don't think, they just go in such a path. Pasuk Zayin, Gam Hasida Bashamaim Yadamu Adeha, Vetor Vesus Veagur Shameru et Boana, Vamilo Yadu et Mishpat Adonai. This Pasuk talks about a theme about the Jewish people being worse than the animals. We saw that in Yeshaya Yada Shor Koneo, Hamor Evus Ba'alav. The Navi Yirmiyah repeats that theme with different examples. It says, "Gam Hasida b'Shamayim Yad'amu Adeha," right? The Hasida, which is translated as the stork, knows its season when it migrates, when it stays, where it goes, it flies in different times, different seasons. Vitor, and the dove, Vesus, and the horse. And the agur, and the crane, shameru et boana, they know their time of the arrival, meaning when they come and go. But ami lo yadu et mishpat Adonai, but my nation doesn't know the mishpat Hashem, the judgment of Hashem. Meaning, all of these animals understand their natural migrations on how to survive and where they can go. The way that the Jewish people will survive is through Mishpat Hashem, but they don't understand their basic survival. Pasuk Het. The Navi now addresses the people. Echad tomru hachamim anachnu, v'torat Adonai itanu. How could you say that you are wise and the law of God is with you? Achen hine l'sheker asa et sheker soferim. So he says, really, you claiming to know Torah, but your Torah is for sheker, for falsehood, hypocrisy. You, for falsehood, you have made the pen. Sheker sofrim. The scribes are false. There is another way to explain this pasuk, that sheker doesn't mean for falsehood, that your Torah is for falsehood, but that it is for nothing. It's for naught. Hine la sheker asa, meaning everything you did was for naught, because if you don't keep God's Torah, then studying it is useless. This is the perush of the Radak. Pasuk Tet. Hovishu hachamim hatu vayilachedu hine bidvar Adonai ma'asu vehochmat me lahim. Hovishu hachamim, right? The wise men, they're embarrassed. Hatu vayilachedu, right? They're trapped and distraught. Hine bidvar Adonai ma'asu. They rejected the word of Hashem. v'hochmat melahim. So therefore, what wisdom is there if they reject the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's no chokhmah without Torah. Pasuk Yud. Lachen eten et nishahem la'harim. I will give their women to others. Sedotehem li'yorshim. Their fields to usurpers. Meaning to other yorshim. It doesn't say yorshehem. I mean, the curse would be that if they would die and their children would be yoreshotam, that still would be a curse. But here it's even worse. Not yorshehem, because even their inheritors will die. Even their children will die. Rather, to yorshim, usurpers, other people that will inherit their land illegitimately. Ki matkaton va'ad gadol. Why? Because from young to old, kulo bolseya batza minavi at kohen kulo osesheket. From young on to old, they or bolseya batza, they're exhorting booty and taking others' wealth. Minavi at kohen, the high leaders from the navi to the kohen, they're osesheket. They deal with falsehood. Vayirapu et shevet batami al nekala lemor shalom shalom ve'en shalom. Right? And even worse, right? They calm the people down. They soften, right? The disaster or the coming disaster of the people. To tell them, shalom, shalom, ve'in shalom. Everything will be peace, but there is no peace. So they don't even allow them to do teshubah. These psukim are somewhat repetitive from earlier psukim in Perek Vav, as we saw. Hovishu ki to'eva asu. They should be embarrassed because they've done abomination. Gambosh lo yevoshu. They're not embarrassed. Vikelim lo yada'u. They do not know how to be ashamed. Lachen yiplu banuflim be'et pikudatam. They will fall amongst those that are fallen when God chooses that appointed time. Yikashlu amad Hashem. They will stumble, God says. We are now in from Pasuk Yud Gimel till Perek Tet Pasuk Kaf Gimel. This is the Haftarah that we read on Tisha B'Av. So you can imagine the harsh nevuah. Asof asifem ne'um Adonai, en anavim bagefen, ve'en te'enim bate'ena, ve'hale navel, ve'eten lahem ya'avrum. Asof here really means not necessarily to gather, but to destroy them. Right? I will surely destroy them, says Hashem. In anavim bagefen, right? And once I destroy them, right? There's no grapes on the vine, no figs on the fig tree. In tenim batena. Ve'ale navel, the leaves are withering. Va'eten lahem ya'avrum. And what I have given them will pass on. Meaning the destruction is so immense that there will be nothing left. Some of the Mefarshim say that even though Asaf here means to destroy, since it also has a double meaning of gathering, as when you gather things, you automatically destroy, but that destruction seems to have a good purpose at the end. It'll be gathered for good. So some see a hint, although we're prophesizing destruction here, a hint that eventually it'll be for the ultimate good. Alma nahnu yoshvim. This is what the people of the nation say. He says, "Alma nahnu yoshvim? What are we sitting in open areas? Ha'asifu, let us gather ourselves." Which is a play on the previous pasuk, Asofa Sifem, right? They're going to now gather themselves. Let's go to a fortified city. But unfortunately, v'nidemashem, right? We will be destroyed there. Ki Adonai Eloheinu hadimanu. He has destroyed us. Vayashkenu merosh ki hatanu ladonai. And he has given us to drink poison. We'll see later also the two poisons that are famous coming. La'ana varosh, which is poison, but it's also a metaphor for the destruction and suffering of the people. Ki hatanu ladonai, we have sinned to God. There are those also that translate v'nidem Hashem as to be silent, meaning v'nidem Hashem, we have to accept the destruction in silence because God has quieted us down. Pasuk tetvav, kaveh l'shalom ve'en tov, le'et marpeh v'hine be'ata. So here we're talking about hope that will not be realized. We hope for peace, but there is no good. Le'et marpeh, for a time of healing, but all we have is v'hine ba'ata. All we are met with is terror and destruction. Pasuk tetzayin. Midan nishma nahrat susav, mikol mitzalot abirav, ra'asha kol ha'aretz, v'yavou v'yuchlu eretz umlo'a ir v'yoshev ba. Dan, which is at the edge of the borders of Malchut Yisrael, which of course has already been destroyed, but theoretical borders at least, from Dan, we can already hear Nahrat Susav, the snorting of the horses. Mikol mitzalot abirav. Right? From the footsteps of the mighty people. Rasha kol ha'aretz, the whole earth shakes. Vayavo vayochlu eretz umloa. They come and they consume the land and all that dwell in it. Ir veyoshveba, the city and all who sit in it. Pasuk yudzayin. Tafkana and Pasuk Tetzayin, the reference Targum Yonatam gives an interesting perush as to why Dan is mentioned here, and that is because of the Avodah Zarah that was prevalent in Shevet Dan, especially from the time of Yeravam ben Nevat and onward. Pasuk Yudzayin, Ki hineni mishaleach b'hem nechashim sif'onim asher ein lehem lahash v'nishichu etchem ne'um Adonai. I will send to you poisonous snakes. Nahash is the general concept of a snake, and Sif'onim are certain, what's translated as a Palestinian viper, which is a poisonous snake. Ashir in them lahash. There is no incantation. The incantation would be said to prevent the snake from biting, but no incantation will work against this snake. V'nishichu etchem, it will bite you, ne'um Adonai. Alternatively, ashir in them lahash means it has no warning sound. It bites even after silence. Many snakes at least give some form of a warning sound as they come. So there's an attempt to defend oneself or to run away. But this snake, this viper, does not even give any sound. It just strikes in silence and killing its prey. From Pasuk Yud Hei till the end of the Perek, there is desperation at the Galut. And most of the Mefarshim say here that they're talking about the Galut that already has happened, which would therefore be the Galut of the kingdom of Yoyachim. Mavligiti ale yaron, alai libi davai. So he says, I try to understand the suffering, but my heart is sick within me. Pasuk Yotet. Hine kol shavat bat ami me'eretz marhakim. Har Adonai en b'siyon, imalka en ba. Madua hich'isuni b'fsulehem b'avle nechar. This pasuk is actually a dialogue between the people and God. And the Nevi says, Hine kol shavat bat ami. This is the voice or the cry of the daughter of my nation, Batami, Me'eretz Marhakim, from distant lands. And they say, Hadonai in B'Sion, is God, is he not in Sion? Im Malka in Ba, right? Is the king not within it? Again, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened? Why has God left us? And God answers. The next part is the answer of God. Madua hichisuni bifsilehim behavlin echad. Why have they angered me with their avodah zarah, with their alien foolishness? Avar kasir kalakaitz v'anachnu lo noshanu. Right. Harvest is past. The summer is finished. We have not been redeemed, and the Mefarshim say this was she brings down that this was their hope for Egypt to come to them and to redeem them, but and they figured that the reason that it hasn't come across is because the Egyptians were busy in the harvest season and in the summer work, but that time has passed and still no redemption has come. Al shever bat ami hushparti kadarti shema hechazikatni. So the Navi cries out in pain. It says, over the disaster of my people, I have been shattered. Over their shattering, I've been shattered. Kadarti. Kadarti means he's been turned black. Shem kedar. Shema hechazikatni. Destruction has take hold of me. Hasori in Bigilad, Imrofe in Sham, Ki Madua lo alta aruchat bat ami. Sori, like balsam, which is a medication. Right? Hasori in Bigilad, is there no medication in Gilad? Imrofe in Sham, is there no doctor there? Again, you need two things to heal. You need medication and a doctor. And the question is, why it doesn't seem that there is no refuah for Yehuda. Ki madua lo alta aruchat bat ami. Why is the health of Am Yisrael not coming? Why has she not recovered from this destruction? And then he calls out, the Rebbe calls out, Mi yiten roshi mayim, who would give that my head would become water, ve'eni mekor dima, and my eyes would be the source of the spring of tears that would come out, ve'ivki yomam v'layla, and I'll cry day and night, et halele bat ami, for the dead corpses of my nation. So I don't think we're gonna have